After debate and compromise on setting an overall greenhouse gas emissions threshold, Humboldt County's Board of Supervisors approved a new regulatory framework for controlling local contribution to climate change. Approved at the board's December 16th meeting, the Regional Climate Action Plan covers the entire county and maps a path to carbon neutrality. It targets various transportation and development activities for reducing emissions and has 12 strategies for doing it. They include the cornerstone measure of creating a regional climate coalition, decarbonization of construction, and a variety of measures to reduce vehicle use and encourage use of electric vehicles. The overall goal is to keep the county's emissions below a threshold geared to the state's goal of carbon neutrality by 2045. The plan was described as being long overdue during a public comment period, but Southern Humboldt resident Thomas Mulder, who is a county planning commissioner, questioned the plan's rural area measures.
As I sit in front of my fire, I came here just for a moment to sit in front of my wood-burning stove that I greatly appreciate, that I legally changed out under alternative owner builder, which I cut down the trees, and my son and my father, myself and my father-in-law and my nephew milled those trees up for the lumber to build my house. Also the other wood buildings around. I don't want someone to lose that right and that ability. So please be mindful when you're talking about rural living, not to take those rights away from someone. I would hate for my son to be able to not be able to have a wood burning stove if for some reason this house burnt down and we had to rebuild it and you have this new rule. Oh, can't have a wood burning stove, new rules.
Asked later about Mulder's concerns, Planning Director John Ford said wood-burning stoves will still be allowed under the plan, but their use will be limited to EPA-approved devices. As with the Planning Commission, much of the supervisors' discussion focused on the plan's most sweeping measure, setting a total greenhouse gas emission threshold. Measured in metric tons per resident, the threshold provides a basis for evaluating whether development projects will have significant impacts. An original threshold was reevaluated by Rincon Consultants Incorporated, which concluded it was too permissive. Rincon's recommendation is to reduce it by 50%. But Supervisor Michelle Bushnell vouched for a lesser reduction of 25%. The action plan's overarching framework and the broad responsibility for addressing climate change were discussed in this exchange between Ford and Bushnell.
If you were to, for whatever reason today, decide that, you know, we don't want to do this, we're going to deny it. Mm-hmm. So then what happens is that when future growth comes in, mm-hmm. or projects come in, they have to do a CEQA analysis. Mm-hmm. And they have to evaluate the greenhouse gas mm-hmm. Emissions. Mm-hmm. So to a certain extent, part of what the discussion is here is that if we can establish the RCAP and people can come in and be in compliance with the RCAP, that's one less threshold they have to cross.
Mm-hmm. And so through the discussion, I've heard that the increased costs for some industry or building or development could be increased $5,000 to $10,000. And that's the anticipation that you would see.
So I don't know if it's an increase, because right now if somebody, I mean, there could be things they need to do to address climate change okay. needs. But those are things that we all really need to take accountability for.
Right, I understand that.
And so it's not targeting any one organization, individual, industry.
Okay.
It's really about rethinking what we need to do to address climate change.
Supervisors debated the threshold level and agreed on a compromise to reduce the threshold by 35%. Commenting on the concerns over restrictions, Board Chair Mike Wilson said not addressing climate change will exact the highest costs of all.
We imagine sometimes that climate change is static, that if we do nothing, everything stays the same, but it's not. It's dynamic, it's moving forward. It's becoming worse, and we need to adjust for that. And everything we do will have cost to it. Every new technology, every energy source we pursue, whether it's renewable or anything else, will have an impact and has a cost to it. There's no energy source that has no impact, and we have to be really clear about that. Not just impact to our environment in its direct construct, but also in terms of our economics and everything else. And sometimes there are positive impacts to all those things, and we know what those are. And sometimes there are cost savings associated with energy costs and those sorts of things. So I just want to say that that's important. We have to remember we're like in a truck or something heading towards a cliff, which is the climate change, and we're trying to turn the wheel, and we can't get concerned about spilling the coffee.
Supervisors unanimously voted to approve the Regional Climate Action Plan with the 35% threshold reduction. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.